This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 2089. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all, shortwave. On this edition, recorded June 3rd, Antarctica, Australia, Belarus, Brazil, Canada, China, Cuba, East Turkestan, Ethiopia, Europe, Germany, India, international waters, Iran, Italy, Madagascar, Netherlands, North America, Paraguay, Romania, Saudi Arabia, Spain, Taiwan, UK, USA, Vanuatu, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, I keep checking whether LRA 36 Antarctica remains on the air for the two weekly broadcasts on Wednesdays and Saturdays only, roughly between 14 and 16 UT, audible only via remotes in Brazil on 15475.98, reduced carrier USB. Well, it was missing on Saturday, May 29th, but heard again on Wednesday, June 2nd. Tim Gaynor of Unique Radio, Northwest New South Wales, Australia, notifies us that they're back on the air after an absence from shortwave for several months, only on 3210 USB, effective May 28th, including three broadcasts of World of Radio. They are Friday and Sunday at 11 UT and Saturday at 15 UT. So in the resumed schedule is the International Radio Report from Montreal, Friday at 13:30. So once again, it's also on shortwave. Aussie Tim says you may have heard that Island Memories, or Bay Islands Radio, is currently on 5045 from Macleay Island, Queensland, which has caused a problem for Unique Radio in the skip zone even in daylight hours. So we've decided just to use 3210 at night for now. We are currently liaising with the authorities to get a new frequency in the 5 MHz band, and we are also streaming via www.uniqueradio.biz. And he says we could possibly use 3210 in the early mornings. We're on all night Fridays into Saturdays local time, and Sunday nights into Monday mornings. So maybe thinking to extend on other mornings and nights. Richard Langley in New Brunswick says, it's interesting to get the take on world events from the countries where they are happening. No sooner had we an emergency peace of sorts in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict when Belarus decided to take center stage. While Radio Belarus no longer broadcasts on shortwave from its own territory, it does broadcast via shortwave service in Germany, daily in English, French, German, and Spanish on 3985. English hours are at 17 and 19 UT. On May 30th, he monitored and recorded using the Holland receiver, briefly covering some of the fallout of the Ryanair plane hijacking, including suspension of Belavia flights to European countries, and more about Lukashenko. IGH interject that surely we'll only hear the party line from Lukashenko on Radio Belarus. Richard adds the letters to the editor program is on Wednesdays at 17:20 and Thursdays and Sundays at 17:40 on 3985, but the same episode is repeated each time. In fact, it may be one episode per month. Radio Belarus does QSL, says Alan Rowe. He received one last year. Reports it to radio_belarus@tvr.by. And on June 1st, Richard forwards more about this. Belarusian television and radio company, BTRC, to be suspended from the European Broadcasting Union. This came from Wikipedia. Accused of repressing its own employees, fired more than 100 people since the protests against President Lukashenko after alleged election fraud. Many of them have also been jailed. On 28 May, the EBU suspended BTRC as they had been particularly alarmed by the broadcast of interviews apparently obtained under duress. BTRC was given 2 weeks to respond before the suspension comes into effect. One of the few remaining Brazilians on shortwave, ever decreasing, especially on 31 meters, Radio Voz Missionaria. In fact, it's the only one we hear overnight. Around 9665. It's always off frequency. For quite a while it had been on the minus side of that, but on May 29th and 30th, I was getting it on the plus side, 0.24 variable, above 9665 on one occasion, and 7 hours later measured at 0.098. Mike Terry forwards another commentary about the silence of Radio Canada International. It's by Tony Burman, B-U-R-M-A-N, dated June 1st, the former head of CBC News, lamenting the evisceration of CBC's international service and Canada's shrinking voice in the world. You may read the whole article at opencanada.org, the title, The Silence of Radio Canada International. It's notable when we hear a French-Canadian accent on FM around here in Oklahoma. Such was the case during a sporadic e-opening, May 31st at 2227 UT. On 93.5, it was overriding a weak Kansas station, and it must have been, since it was CBC or Radio Canada, CKSB 7 FM in Kenora, Ontario, but which relays the Winnipeg-based outlet, CKSB 1050. Yes, that's a CBC station which was once an independent, but it was acquired by CBC long ago. I also had a couple of other Canadians. The 18 megahertz shortwave broadcast band is practically forgotten because nobody is using it almost. It runs officially from 18900 up a few kilohertz past 19000. But in the British GX Club, John Gleason in Birmingham was hearing a Chinese on 18900, fair reception, at 0935 UT, May 31st. As Wolfgang Visual points out, who surveys them, this is, of course, another Sound of Hope frequency, but being jammed by CNR1 in China. And there's another one, 18970. Both could be on the air as long as 22 until 10 UT. Alan Rowe heard 18970, which seemed to go off at 1000. Wolfgang Büschel has also measured the exact frequencies of Sound of Hope, the target of the jamming, and they are considerably less, 18899.565 and 18969.833, as surveyed at 0245 UT, May 28th. Unfortunately, at those hours, these are unlikely to be heard in Hemisphere West. The major jammer over here, of course, being Cuba, May 30th at 0611, I was hearing noise jammers of various strengths, all against nothing since Radio Marti closes more than 2 hours earlier, namely on 7335, 7345, 7355, 7365, and 7405. In the case of the last one, not used at all this season by Marti, it was heaviest on 7335 and lightest on 7365. Note that 7345 is the DRM frequency of Radio Marti, which quits at 0200. And when it's on, I've never detected jamming, which is so similar to DRM noise itself. All this excessive jamming, just more evidence of commie paranoia. They don't give a damn about polluting our shortwave bands totally unnecessarily. And 7345 also buried a carrier, presumably BBC World Service English, via Ascension. However, even Cuban jamming frequencies can sometimes be intriguing. June 1st at 0419 on 11860, I was hearing beepery. This is, of course, a Radio Marti frequency, only in the daytime. There are two different pitches from slightly different frequencies beating against the spur carrier of Havana 11850, which is on 11860, so it was not necessary to hear them via BFO. At this time, the pattern was very rapid strings of one tone, a pause, alternating with the same very rapid strings of the other tone. They were too fast to count, but estimated about 20 at a time. Other Cuban jamming frequencies after hours have also exhibited a wide variety of patterns of beeps. I noticed that some DX editors insist on considering East Turkestan part of China, just as the commies do. I separate it, along with the Alki list, among others, because I'm on the side of the Uyghurs who are being persecuted. There was another report about this on All Things Considered from NPR on May 31st, who the Uyghurs are and why China is targeting them. You may find it at npr.org. It apparently is from a much longer, almost hour-long podcast in the series called Throughline, Throughline. Ivo Ivanov, Bulgaria, reports a new clandestine broadcast via Issoudun, France, on 15415 called Radio Oni / Yoni. That's O-N-I, Y-O-N-I. 16 to 1630 on 15415, very good reception via a remote in Hungary. At the same hour, there is supposed to be, Thursday through Saturday, something called JY Radio on 17890, but it is inactive. Furthermore, Radio Oni Yoni on 15415 was on the air Friday the 28th, but not on the air Saturday, May 29th. On June 2nd, again via the remote in Hungary, he was getting very good reception of Voice of Oromo Liberation on 15420 via now in Germany at 17 until 18 UT in Afan, Oromo, and Amharic. Via Richard Lemke, Alberta, this from Chrissy Brand, Secretary General of the European DX Council. Sadly, we need to postpone the EDXC conference that was due to take place in September of this year, of course, due to the pandemic and uncertainties. We are instead looking into options of rescheduling the next in-person EDXC conference in May 2022. However, there will be another EDXC online meeting via Zoom at some point this summer, open to everyone, the date yet to be confirmed. It seems about the only way to hear English from All India Radio now is when they turn on a transmitter for some other language a few minutes early and happen to pick up a feed in English, but not officially scheduled, as reported by Ivo Ivanov. June 2nd at 08:35 to 08:45, he was hearing English via remote in Russia on 11559.8 and 17710. That was followed by the 08:45 broadcast in Pashto. We are now officially in the North Atlantic hurricane season. In the mayor tip sheet, Jack Amilar passed on an ARRL letter notice that there would be a on-the-air test May 29th, but that's too late for now. However, there are a number of nets concerning hurricanes you may want to keep in mind. They are the Hurricane Watch Net on 14325 and 7268. The Caribbean Emergency Weather Net, CEWN, on 3815 and 7188. The Marine Maritime Services Net, MMSN, and the Intercontinental Net, both on 14300. And the Salvation Army Team Emergency Radio Network, or SATURN, on 14260. Radio Iran International, the clandestine from London, but transmitted via Uzbekistan. More frequency changes reported by Ivo Ivanov as of May 30th. Part of the time it had been on 15599.8 variable, but heard both in the 06 to 1330 and the 1330 to 1600 blocks on 15629.8 variable. Italy non, Ivo Ivanov also reports an IRRS unidentified broadcast on 15170, May 29th from 15 until 1529, on 15170. It was in Somali and English and mentioned Uganda several times, fair reception via remote in Hungary, and surprisingly strong via remote in Switzerland. June 3rd at 0415, I was hearing the English hour from Madagascar World Voice called African Pathways Radio, considerably off frequency, 11824.934. Anyhow, reception was good while the evening broadcasts over there, which used to be well heard here, are not any longer, perhaps due to southern winter, 18 on 13670 and 20 UT on 11965. There's more from Madagascar during the same hour, 04 to 05 UT, on 9915, BBC World Service in English, with a remarkably good signal here. It's aimed toward North America, inadvertently beyond West Africa. They better watch out. We're not supposed to hear them on shortwave. Via medium, high, very high, and super high frequencies, World of Radio 2089. A non-commercial service, also bringing you the non-commercial website, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from Doug Brown in London, Ontario, who sent a generous check on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702, USA. He says, during this past year, when all of our lives have been turned upside down, the constant and unchanging things in life take on greater value. For me, your weekly World of Radio program has been one of those constants. Thank you so much for your thoroughly researched, timely, and relevant listening tips week after week. One may also contribute via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO@yahoo.com. About low-power private shortwave stations from the Netherlands, this from AER in Spain, El Dial. Radio Onda, the Brazilian station in Belgium, which transmits from France, is a community station, private and independent, in the Brazilian style. It's a non-profit organization in Belgium. It's licensed for DAB in Brussels and now has two shortwave frequencies in the Netherlands to cover Europe, 6140 and 9530 with 500 watts. I've yet to see any reports of 9530. And another one, Radio Piepzender, which broadcasts from Zwolle in the Netherlands, has these frequencies available, again, most of them not yet reported, 3920, 5880, 5955, 7460, and 15505. Furthermore, they say Radio Mike has stopped its broadcasts. This is from the Facebook page Radio du Monde. However, Hans-Jörg Wiener says Mike Radio is no longer listed in HFCC, but is still on the air irregularly, according to mike-radio.nl. They say irregular broadcasts on different frequencies on medium and shortwave. He has heard them recently on May 21st on 6290 and 6295, which leads me to remark, it appears they have gone back to being pirates, judging from those frequencies. Antichrist Pirates, station YHWH, continues to be active some evenings, but not everyone, at widely variable times, on 7470, or more recently 7475. Heard May 31st at 0312. It was 10 over 9 into a remote in northern Utah. He asserted he is in North America during his ID. Rick Barton, Arizona, was also hearing him well. But on this occasion, he was first heard by Eric Fetterswap near Seattle. In the Medium Wave Offsets group, some tips on DXing Paraguay, ZP1 Radio Nacional 920. Barry Davies in the UK says they have heard on two different frequencies, one of them more offset than the other, as of June 1st, 920.0012, but they had been on 919.9257. Mauno Ritola replies, actually they have two different transmitters, alternating, without any definite regularity. He says, sometimes I've seen the switch happen at 09 UT and at 2200 via remote in Paraguay. The one on the low side is an old 20 kilowatt unit. About Radio Romania International, Stephen Luce in Houston, Texas says, the second Siganeshti transmitter is still off the air after 5 weeks. 9550 at midnight UT and 7375 at 03 for English in North America have been missing during that time, among other transmissions. It must be a major failure that Radicom has been unable to resolve. And then on June 3rd, he says, one of the Chiganesti transmitters has been down since late April. Those two broadcasts have been missing. No recent updates on their website. Obviously, a major transmitter failure. As the solstice approaches with a midnight sun at high latitudes, 19-meter band has some propagation, even well after dark here. 15170.061 has the Quran service from Saudi Arabia. I've heard between 03 and 0425 UT. It's on from 03 until 06. The direct Great Circle path from Riyadh to Enid almost reaches as far north as Reykjavik, Iceland. We might even get some signals on 16 meters, such as Spain, 17855. One can never be sure whether that transmitter is on the air at all, but when it is and propagation cooperates, we may hear English at 22 UT Monday, Wednesday, or Friday. And it stays on the air until the end of transmission at 0200 on weekdays. I've even heard a bit of that, but not very strong. Here's some insight into what's happening inside Radio Exterior from Dmitry Mezin, Kazan, Russia, via OpenDX, and Deneb Radio DX via RustDX. Of course, mainly concerned with their Russian transmission, which is scheduled for 17 UT on 15520 Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. However, he's been hearing Spanish music instead. So he had a conversation on Skype with Svetlana Demidova, and this is what she said. She's been on sick leave for a month. May not be back until mid-June. The Russian editorial board consists of one person. There's no one to release the programs. And the fate of the German edition of REE. There were three people. However, one retired, and then another. And the lady who remained did not cope with the load and said, this is a job for three people. So as a result, there are no more German programs on REE. The listeners may want to write to REE informing them how important it is for Spain to broadcast in these languages. However, the messages should be in Spanish or English. Up on Asilomar State Beach, California, near Monterey, Ron Howard updates us some observations about Fuxing Broadcasting Station, Taiwan. It seems that it now has an extended broadcast only on Monday. It had been on Sunday that they went until 10 UT. On Monday, the 31st of May, was still hearing them on 9774 past 0930, whereas all other days they were going off close to 0900. The other two frequencies, no trace of any carrier, 9410 and 15375. Bruce Churchill in California replies, the best time to hear Fuxing on 9774 is before 08 UT when the KBS English service from South Korea signs on 9770. Using a remote receiver at Half Moon Bay, California. There is a decent signal from 0715 on 9774. Medium Wave Circle in England has a brand new website inviting everyone to check out, mwcircle.org. Art Peterson in California says, I'm getting regular reception of HF beacons, W on 4103 and DW on 4096, good level between 09 and 11 UT. These are remote automated weather beacons, probably in the desert. Haven't heard them in a long time, checking in the evenings, but Chris Molinsky in Maryland agrees the best time is pre-sunrise. Texas Radio Shortwave is testing for North America via Channel 292 Germany on 9670, Friday, June 4th at 23 UT. Others have already reported that it is audible in North America. And TRSW has put out its planned schedule for the rest of the year. Let's look at what's coming up in June. And it seems they're branching out from music only. UT Saturday, June 5th at 02, Encore Flash Gordon on WRMI 5800. UT Sunday, June 6th at 01, on 5950, Stevie Ray Vaughan. Saturday, June 12th at 02, on 5800, Johnny Dollar. Saturday, June 19th at 02, on 5800, Camel Rock and Roll Dance Party. And Saturday, June 19th at 08 on Channel 292, 6070, a special greeting to WWDXC with the Stevie Ray Vaughan Show. And it's repeated June 19th at 17 on 3955. Sunday, June 20th on 9395 RMI, a special for Juneteenth. Saturday, June 26th at 02 on 5800, Encore Tom Corbett Space Cadet. And Stevie Ray Vaughan once again, UT Sunday at 02, June 27th, on WBCQ 6160. Dr. Hans-Jürg Biener in Germany says, for the first time in a long time, I heard WRNO 7505 in a language other than English. June 2nd at 0300 in Hindi, preaching. 10 years ago, they were also in Arabic and more recently in Chinese. WTWW Tennessee has shown up on their new frequency 9940, replacing 9930, such as Sunday, May 30th at 1712, although they thought they were still on 5085, according to announcements. Then on June 1st at 0335, 9940 was on again, and this time it was parallel to 5085. So we wonder which of the transmitters were actually involved, number 1, 2, or 3. Thanks to a tip from Jorge Freitas in Brazil, who was first hearing this doubling. We've long complained about the collision between WEWN Spanish and Radio Andrasan International, the clandestine for Chad, at 19 to 21 UT on 12050. But as of May 31st, WEWN has moved to 12040, first reported again by Jorge Freitas in Brazil. Keep in here on 1710 kilohertz. Steve, VE6WZ, in Alberta, reports to IRCA. I've been getting unusually good reception of the Hudson County, New Jersey TIS station, WQFG689, presumably when they're running 100 watts instead of 10. Ken Zicke in Michigan has some comments about all digital medium wave radio in the U.S., now run by a couple of stations. In electric cars, the trend is to eliminate the medium wave spectrum entirely, analog and digital, because the electric charging systems and motors create so much noise in the medium wave spectrum as to make reception impossible anyway. And the public does not want it. Up to our news about some Brazilian FM stations occupying spectrum formerly used by channels 5 and 6 television. In WTFDA VHF UHF Digest, Doug Smith comments, there are still 50 full-power stations in the 76 to 88 MHz band in the USA, and nearly 600 low-power TV stations still operating there. An expanded FM band is not going to happen in the United States. And what about the survival of Franken FMs, low-power analog TV stations on Channel 6, but were actually functioning as radio stations, 87.75 MHz? This is all supposed to go away July 13th, when the FCC will require all low-power TV stations to have converted to digital. Digital TV signals cannot be received on FM radios. But several stations have proposed to leave their analog audio transmitter on the air after converting their video to digital, notching out the top of the digital TV channel, leaving room for analog audio. I suspect this will not be going anywhere. In TV technology, George Winslow reports, the FCC is asking for an increase in funding for fiscal 22 to $388 megadollars, an increase of 14 mega, or about 3.5%. It would like to increase staff to the equivalent of 1,550 full-time employees, an increase of 78. Another goal is to pursue policies to help bring high-speed broadband to 100% of the country. Unhard in California says Radio Vanuatu finally back on the air, June 1st, after having been silent for a while. 7260 heard at 0505, cutting off at 0559, and then showing up on the Harmonix 7890 and 11835. That's 2 and 3 times 3945. I was also hearing 7260 and 11835, June 2nd, the switch made to 11835 coming on the air at 34 seconds past 0559. John Varlgen reminds IRCA that on June 10th, an annular solar eclipse will occur approximately sunrise in the northeastern U.S. and Atlantic Canada. It might boost Sunrise DX for those who check it out. More details at Wikipedia, among other places, about the exact timings and locations. The propagation outlook from SWPC Boulder, issued May 31st. Geomagnetic field unsettled to active June 16th and 17th, with G1 minor storm levels likely on the 16th. ANK indices peaking at 20 and 5, otherwise mostly 5 and 2. Solar flux rising from 72 June 4th to a peak of 80 June 16th to 18th, and back down to 72 again by June 26th. And that's it. That's it for right now from World of Radio 2089. Glenn Hauser here, hoping you found it informative and will make a point of hearing me again next week with a standard disclaimer.